Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now, what do you do when you've tried everything to help your son who has anxiety and depression, and even the professionals have given up on him? We'll talk about this and a whole lot more on this week's podcast, Even the Doctor Gave Up on My Son. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com. Click on either For Families or For Treatment Programs. Then click on any podcast and scroll down to the end where it says Submit Your Question. And enter it there. And why not do it today? And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And let's all remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Okay, well, today we're hearing from Brandy. And Brandy writes, what do you do with a 16-year-old diagnosed with depression and anxiety? He uses his depression and anxiety to get out of everything, including school. He notoriously skips Mondays and Fridays. When grounding or electronics are taken away, his behavior doesn't change. He has done nothing that his doctor or counselors have advised him to do. He doesn't use the tools that they have given him. We are at our wit's end, and we're not sure what else to do with him. He was hospitalized before for cutting. They gave him strategies to do. He refuses to do any of them. He says the crisis lines don't help, and the strategies don't help. His doctor finally told him no one can help him if he doesn't help himself. What do we do? Let him not go to school, and he learns by failing? Not sure what the answer is at this point anymore. Okay, well, thanks for your question, Brandy. And it is an important one. How do we help our kids who won't help themselves? Depression? Anxiety? Learning disabilities? Irritable bowel syndrome? ADHD? Diabetes? All of these conditions require that kids learn about themselves. They learn about their particular needs, how to be healthy, and what they have to do to prosper, grow, and enjoy life. Now, what do we do when our kids won't do what they need to do to help themselves? Well, for starters, let's ask the question, how did it get here? Many kids are going to have issues to overcome that will require professional input and parental structure and support. Professional input will give an understanding of the problem and guidance for how to improve the condition and maximize the youth's functioning. In each situation, we will want to support the child or teenager to have their life be as normal and successful as possible. So if there's a child in a special school environment, how much and how soon can they mainstream? If they have, let's just say, a traumatic brain injury and they can't go to school or read, well, then they get audiobooks and they dictate papers and they take oral exams to keep moving forward. Learning differences, ADHD, depression, anxiety, accommodations can be made, but standards and expectations for learning don't change. So how did it start that your son's depression and anxiety became a reason not to go to school? How did it develop that he wasn't required to go to school, follow professional advice, and develop the skills for managing his depression and anxiety? Well, now he and his parents are in a control battle, and control battles are as difficult to treat as anxiety or depression. but you won't get to treating the anxiety and depression while you're in a control battle. Now, doctors, therapists, and parents can't help a youth who is using his symptoms to control, using his symptoms to get what he wants. This is a serious situation, Brandy. What we learn in childhood and adolescence becomes our operating systems in adulthood, and that's why we teach our kids good habits and good values. One important value we teach is, as we encounter problems in life within ourselves, we seek, we learn, and apply solutions. That's how we learn and grow, and learning and growing continues throughout our lives. Unfortunately, what your son is learning instead is avoidance, manipulation, and using problems as an excuse for irresponsibility. And that does not bode well for his adulthood. Well, I don't mean to bawl you out. That's why you're writing me. So, here's what we're going to do. Well, for starters, your professionals haven't done you any favors when they say no one can help him if he doesn't help himself. Well, that's in one sense that's true, and way off base in another. Of course he has to learn and apply the skills to get better, and no one can do that for him. But the bigger question is, why isn't he motivated to do that? All kids want a certain level of independence, and they want to be esteemed. They want to do well in life. So, Brandy, my assumption is that back when his symptoms were first being identified, he wasn't appropriately supported to understand and manage those symptoms. I'm not sure what went on. Perhaps he was coddled and protected and learned to get love and support by having emotional problems. Maybe some other dynamic, but his current behavior is part of a control battle that was started way back, and now we need to get parents out of the control battle to take the power away from your son, using his symptoms to get what he wants. To do that, let's get clear on a couple of assumptions. Number one, your son is a smart, capable, wonderful kid who is caught up in avoiding and resisting instead of learning and growing. Number two, he can and will do great, and we have complete faith in him. Now, we will stop trying to get him to go to school or manage his responsibilities. We'll stop trying to get him to treat his emotional issues as instructed. We will let him know that learning and growing is his job. Dealing with and treating his anxiety and depression is his job. Going to school is his job. And we will support him in his recovery, but his recovery, getting to school, and his learning and growing belong to him. Here's an example of the kind of talk you can have with him, and I'm going to just call him Frank for this little exhibition. So, this is you to Frank, parents to Frank. We're sorry that we've been fighting with you and trying to get you to be responsible. Perhaps we're not supportive and empathetic enough, and we can work on that. We know you are a smart, capable kid, and that when you're ready to start learning and growing and decide to conquer your anxiety and depression, you're going to win that battle. We know it will take time, it'll take effort and professional support, but when you're ready, you'll be successful. We apologize for making you feel like a special case and not holding you to the same standards as other kids. Going forward, all privileges are contingent on managing your responsibilities like any other kid. Electronics, smartphones, driving privileges, going out are the same for you as for all kids. Manage your responsibilities and have a good attitude, and you've earned your privileges. If you don't earn them, you don't get them. Brandy, it's not a matter of if you take away his electronics, Does it change his behavior or not? That's up to him. What's up to you is simply that he only gets his privileges when he earns them. This isn't behavior modification or a reward system. It's how life is. You manage your responsibilities and you earn what you get. So it's not a day-to-day thing, like if you go to school, then you can be on your computer tonight. To get his privileges, he needs to, number one, be committed to going to school every day. And number two, demonstrate that he can and will follow through with that commitment. So it's going to take him maybe a couple of weeks and a real clear look in the eye and, I got this, Mom. I'm going to school every day, no matter what my depression is telling me, no matter what my anxiety is telling me. And then when he gets to school, he can work it out with the school. And maybe he can pop in on the nurse's office and they can give him a pep talk or something. So now, let's say that you're doing this and he's not getting his privileges and he's not going to school. I don't think that's going to be the case, but let's assume it is. Then we take the next steps in treatment. Outpatient treatment wasn't successful, so we move to a more intensive treatment setting. Contact your insurance. If you're in Canada or the UK where, you know, everyone has the same insurance, then find out where the intensive outpatient program in your area is and how to get in it. Now, these are all-day treatment programs that may be 4 to 6 hours a day, 4 to 5 days a week, with parent participation probably one time a week. In these programs, there's going to be other peers, other kids struggling with their mental health issues, and they're going to learn self-management skills, how to think about things differently, how to breathe, how to think positively, and there'll be some peer pressure to do those things and do those things well. And then they can talk about what goes on, and they can get some support for recovery. Now, let's just say he refuses to go to school and refuses to go to this program, which I can't imagine he will refuse, because now, Brandy, you are determined and committed to moving things forward. And when parents are determined and committed, kids get it. But if intensive outpatient isn't enough, the next level of treatment is residential treatment, where he will go to a program for a period of time. Now, to choose an appropriate program, you'd use a placement professional such as my esteemed colleague, Dr. Mark Burdick, whom I've worked with for many years, and you can find Dr. Burdick at www.drmarkburdick.com. And once again, I don't think that's your situation, but if someone needs a residential treatment program, Dr. Burdick can help you out. Programs exist for all kinds of issues with teens and young adults, from substance abuse and violence to depression and self-destructive behavior such as cutting and eating disorders. Some programs are short to moderate term, 30 to 90 days, often in the wilderness for teenagers, or part of them being in the wilderness where kids thrive. And then some are longer, up to 18 months, and sometimes a short-term program is used in advance of a longer-term program. But Brandy, I don't see this as necessary in your son's case, but this is the complete range of options. My point is that you don't need to throw in the towel when your teenager doesn't cooperate. You do need to become aware of the control battle and stop what I call in my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, what I call feeding the beast, or participating in a control battle and you throw in the towel on trying to control your son. Instead, embrace empowered parenting with a healthy vision of your son and an expectation that he earn his privileges by being responsible and doing his best. And Brandy, in the book, you can check out Chapter 8, What If My Child Is Depressed? I think you'll get something out of it. Okay, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Brandy, for your thought-provoking question. And if you're a therapist who works in a behavioral health treatment program and would like to talk with me about improving outcomes in your program, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and shoot me an email or give me a call. I'll be happy to talk with you. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.